Hello, 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 and a warm Wicca welcome to all of our witches, white lighters, and warlocks out there. My name is Clark.
And I'm Victoria, and you're listening to Charmed and Dangerous, a Charmed podcast.
Hello, welcome back. It's been a week. Thank you for your patience. We just needed a little in-between season break.
Yeah.
While we got ourselves resituated. But we're in season three, y'all.
Exciting. Oh my god. Exciting!
We are a quarter of the way through this series.
Freaking crazy.
Let that sit in. Oh my god, you guys. This has been an amazing journey. Just a quick bit of news before we start up. I did want to let everybody know that you will not be hearing an ad break in this episode. Our sponsorship with Galaxy Gaming has ended. That being said, we still love them, so if you want to, go check them out.
Absolutely.
But that'll be the last you hear of them from us. Alrighty. So episode one of season three, The Honeymoon's Over. Victoria, you want to lead us through this essay?
Yes. Tension builds. Your heartbeat starts to quicken. Prue, someone's coming.
Whoops. You just threw your sister across the room with your mind. It happens. No need to worry. Luckily, she hit a soft couch with a million pillows on it instead of the wall.
Heart attack and sparkle emoji. That is how we start this wonderful episode, with accidental sister attacks. Then we move into the story. Daryl is on his way to becoming a real magic crime stopper, TM. Fighting evil by moonlight. But, oh wait, why listen to the sisters when you can nearly get yourself killed? All is well, though, because Phoebe and Prue saved the day. Where's Piper, you ask? They're asking that, too. And while Piper is missing, we're introduced to a steamy new ADA, and Phoebe likey, hard eyes emoji. Speed round, because this is starting to get to an essay. The guardians are demons that have no physical form and eat innocent souls by possessing mortals who do the killing for them. Surprise! The judge in the case is handing out these demons and letting killers walk.
Wham!
Piper is back and the elders have ordered a cease and desist on her and Leo's relationship. Boo! But he's found a way around it. A secret marriage. Yay! And she says no. Oh. But then she says yes. Yay! Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. The girls kick a courtroom's ass, and Cole might not be who he says he is. Thinking emoji. And that's what you missed on Charmed!
Okay, pause, side note. Fantastic. I'm so glad that you read those all with the inflection that I was hoping. We share brain cells. We've said this before. Again, I just need to reiterate, Victoria doesn't read these. We don't talk about the summaries before she reads them for you guys. So I wrote all of those little emojis and wows in like little special ways. And she knew what my brain was doing. And yes, slight nod to Glee with that outro. Thank you for getting who I am as a person, Victoria.
You are so
side
welcome.
Side note, if you haven't listened to the Recovering Gleek podcast, go check them out.
Hysterical.
They're on all major podcasters. Amazing. But yes, that's what you missed on Charmed. Let's move into our big bads, shall we? We have a lot to talk about in this episode.
So much.
Several big bads in this episode. We've got the judge, who turns out to be a demon that dispenses the guardians.
Who are kind of like dementors with human faces, but if they were a little bit more sentient.
Yes. And then the guardians tie us into Emilio Smith, who is the mortal that they're using to do their bad wills.
Homie's a weasel.
Oh, he's horrible. And yep. He has, like, these eyebrows that, like, kind of point upwards.
Weasel.
He literally, like, as a person embodies the evil that he's holding within. And I live for it.
Weasel.
Because, yes, Charmed casting. Fantastic. And then we have a little bit of a, who is this man?
Who is this man?
We get introduced to Cole Turner, the assistant district attorney in this episode. So the only reason that Cole is under this umbrella of Big Bad is he does this shimmery thing.
Yeah.
Which, like, we don't have a name for it. I couldn't possibly know what we'll call it.
Nope.
But he does this shimmery thing, and then
the judge gets set murders. On fire.
He murks the judge.
He literally murks him
with fire. And so yeah, something about me is telling me that Cole might not be on the sister's side, but I don't know.
We don't know. For just now, we get to enjoy unsure. The fact that he's a hunk.
Steamy, yes. Like you know how in what's it called? Grey's Anatomy, uh-huh. How Derek is McDreamy and what's his name is McSteamy.
Yeah,
that is Leo and Cole.
Yeah, or like I never watched The Vampire Diaries, but you know how there's Damon and Stefan?
Yes, oh my god. And you're like, wow, they're both hot, but for totally different reasons. Yeah.
Cole just appeals to the law-abiding citizenry, I guess.
Are you sure it's the law-abiding citizen?
No.
Are you sure?
if you don't know, we're just going to take a minute. We're going to get this out of here. When Clark and I first watched Charmed together in our closet of a dorm room, I loved Andy. I think Leo's adorable. Cole came onto the screen and my life changed. And I have experienced that change once again because Cole Turner comes into my life when I need a man in it. And I just appreciate that so much.
Yes. Like, honestly, that moment. Okay, we're just going to move into talking points and we're going to skip straight to Cole Turner.
Yep.
All caps, Cole Turner, highlighted, hard eyes emojis. Yes. He starts this episode, well, not the episode, but, like, his entrance into this episode is him, like, walking out of the darkness of this alley, introducing himself as the ADA, and he's like, does anybody know what happened here? And Phoebe turns around and goes, oh!
Me?
I do!
Girlfriend, what a mood.
Oh my god, like, he has, like, this trench coat, he's mysterious, we don't know anything about him, but, like, throughout the episode, we get this kind of, like, good guy, bad guy vibe, where he's, like...
He's like a pirate.
He's... He's like, what's his name? Turner. He's like Turner! In... The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Will Turner, like, yeah.
Oh my god.
He's just all open white shirt, you know? I think that's what gets me about Cole, is Leo, from the get-go, once we find out who Leo is and what Leo is, Leo is a paragon of moral integrity.
Yes.
A medium old.
And then Cole walks in, and he's just this, like...
Cole is not...
Weird gray space?
He is literally a liminal gray space.
Which is partially what makes him and Phoebe and their attraction work so well. And we'll talk about this more...
In future episodes.
Like, this is not something... Yes, this is not something that we need to get super into today. But Phoebe is... the morally gray sister.
Yep.
And it's a perfect attraction.
And I think the thing, too, is Phoebe is not... When we say that Phoebe is morally gray, like, yes, there is that pull of, like, Phoebe being born on the Nexus, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also is that Phoebe
wants to redeem demons.
Yeah.
Phoebe is one of the few characters in the show that we see who, when given the chance, wants to fix people.
And we see Prue with it a little bit here and there.
Yes.
But, like, no, yeah, definitely. Phoebe is always the one that is immediately willing to give somebody a second chance.
Yes.
She almost never questions a savior moment where she can potentially turn someone from, quote-unquote, the dark side.
Yeah. And
it's very intriguing. And Cole fits in very well for yes. that. Or as far as we've seen so far. Like, yes. we have these moments, like, when he meets with Emilio, like, he has this really, like, dark moment where he, like, grabs him and is like, you have no idea who you're dealing with. And you're just like, oh. It triggers that, like, primal need for a bad boy, you know? But, like, well, also, he's on the right side.
And it's not just a bad boy. There's something about Cole where it's like, I read this quote once, and it's so 2014 Tumblr, but I do appreciate it. And it's...
So is our love for Cole, so continue.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's... it's that we love a villain character because they aren't subscribed to those traditional views of morality.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the anti-heroes are always the one that catches your eye.
Yes. And, like, the hero, like a Leo, right, mm-hmm. loves you and cares for you and wants the best for you. But at the end of the day, the hero is going to choose to save as many people as possible, even if it hurts them to let you go. The anti-hero or the villain, that's not even a question.
Like, yeah, they'll save you.
They'll save you, and then if you die, the world burns.
Yeah. And that's, for a lack of a better term,
hot. I appreciate that sort of, like, non-wavering loyalty and mm-hmm. determination. So, yeah, okay. I like Cole.
Moving forward,
because I'll talk y'all's ears off about Cole Turner. About my
do we
want to
go? We're moving on, Victoria. Do we want to go in chronological order of the episode for talking points, or do we want to just go down the list?
Okay. Well, I've talked about what I wanted to talk about.
Oh my god, she's like me with Leo. It's like, that wasn't the focus of the episode. My bad. So let's go more or less in chronological order. So some things that we see in this episode. Daryl.
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl is really stepping into his role as the mortal crime stopper of the magic world. Like, he calls the girls and is like, hey, this creepy thing is happening. And, like, Prue totally knows about it. And Prue is like, hey, don't do this because he'll kill you. And mm-hmm. Daryl's like, nah, I got this. And then gets knocked the fuck out and almost murdered. He does not got it. No, like, and if it wasn't for a random passerby distracting Emilio and
getting killed,
unfortunately, yeah, losing her life, Daryl would have been dead in this episode.
Yep.
And that is, like, such an intense thing to wrap your head around, because he's been such a big part of the sisters' lives, and we see this turn in him where he becomes a part of their team. He's no longer like, keep me out of it, I don't want to be a part of it. Now he's like, get your story together, we're working together on the Wiccan side, but also on the mortal side, and getting this dude locked up.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so cool to see that change in him. And then a couple other things, just shorter things. We see Prue is really jumpy. Piper, or Phoebe is equally worried. She's also got a new look, which is hot. Love the, like, mildly blonde.
Yes, the honey brown.
It's adorable. Yes, it's phenomenal. And the streaks aren't overwhelming. It's, like, perfect highlights. Amazing. Love her new look. But we see them very jumpy and on edge because... How long has Piper been gone?
A month!
Piper has been gone for a month. She thinks it's been a day,
mm-hmm.
we find out. But, yeah, I guess time works differently up there or something. And
yeah,
when we saw Piper and Leo leave in the last episode, that was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she... doesn't know that any time has passed. She thinks it's been a day.
Yeah, straight up. We have a very jarring scene with her where we walk into the club and she's like, my inventory is depleted. Everything's gone. Like, I'm nearly out of pretzels. Like, what is going on? Like, how has this all happened in a day? And Prue has to be the one to be like, dude, it has been a month.
Yeah.
You've been out of commission for a month.
It's brutal. And you watch the kind of, like, panic strike her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did I lose that much time? And it's not only just worry about her club and the fact that she booked the Bare Naked Ladies. Nice. They haven't been confirmed or anything because she's been gone for so long. But also... she lost a month. Like, that is so scary.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, if you closed your eyes and you woke up and it was September?
Wake me up. No. But yeah, no, seriously, it's, like, terrifying. Which brings us into Piper and Leo.
You're not gonna get away with that reference.
Yes, I am.
Flame but, clerk in the comments, y'all. She just, like...
Is it Green Day?
Drifted me back. I'm 14. But I have long blonde hair. My favorite band is Panic at the Disco. Somebody take me Rip. Out.
But yeah, so that will transition us into Leo and Piper. They went up because Piper wanted to see what he does and where he goes while he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back and, you know, Piper and Prue are talking about it. Like, Leo and Piper are arguing. And then she freezes him. Ooh, personal gain. She freezes him and then, like, goes to the club. And poor Prue and Phoebe are like, what?
Hello?
And... and yeah, so Piper and Prue are talking and she's like, well, what was it like up there? And she's like, I can't remember. She's like, I think they do it on purpose. They like being mysterious. And I remember it being warm and peaceful and whole and wonderful. And then they told Leo and I that we couldn't see each other anymore or else. And that brings in our secondary plot point, which is Leo and Piper trying to figure out what this means for them, which leads me to one of my favorite parts of this episode, the bathroom proposal.
The bathroom proposal. Picture
Piper...
this. Hold on. Let's set the scene. You're dating someone and... they have really strict parents. And all of a sudden you hear them talking to themselves in the restroom. And they're saying things like, I love you. You're so beautiful. Every day I love you more than the last. And you're thinking to yourself, maybe I'm being cheated on right now.
And with one of my sisters in my house. With one of my
sisters in the house. Or maybe it's like an angel bitch or a demon or a frog lady. Who knows? I'm a witch. And you open the door to the bathroom that you own, and your boyfriend is talking to himself.
And professing his undying love for himself.
And when you call him on it, he gets all squeaky like a little boy
and tells you that he's not in love with himself. And then Clark...
He's in fact very in love with you.
Yes.
And is like, hey, can we, like, go downstairs? And you say...
No.
No. What the fuck is going on? And he says, oh, fuck. And then in the bathroom, in front of the place where you take shits, he says, will you marry me?
And you say, what?
What? RIP headphone users. But yeah, obviously he tried for it to not happen in the bathroom, but that is Leo's solution to getting around the elders saying that they can't be together. He says,
holy matrimony.
He says a holy union that is above their heads. If we get married, has to be in secret. If we get married, they can't stop us. And she's like,
what?
Like, she, you can tell, Piper is this woman that has envisioned this beautiful, wonderful, like, fairy tale Cinderella wedding.
Yes.
And now she has to elope if she wants to spend the rest of her life with the love of her life?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. That's a big pill to swallow. But also... Just me talking. I feel like it is a small price to pay to be able to spend your life with the one that you love most in this world.
Listen, that might just
be me. But yeah, so we see this internal struggle. Piper basically says no.
Yeah, straight up.
And Leo is crushed and yada, yada, yada. And the sisters are there and they're all like, interrupting this sad, tearful moment. And which Piper is, walks away.
Which is kind of hysterical, because during... I feel like life after this point is like... BP? Well, BBP and ABP before bathroom proposal, after bathroom proposal... And BBP, Piper is like, did you learn anything about the Guardians? And Leo, looking for the world like a 12-year-old boy, is like, I forgot.
I forgot.
I forgot. I forgot.
And then ABP.
Bro is like, did you learn anything about the Guardians? And Leo's like... Your sister just stopped on my heart, so I'm gonna go see my dad.
Oh, and he's just like, yeah, I'll do my job, I guess. And he orbs away, and the sisters are like, something's wrong. And we have a beautiful sister bonding moment.
Yes.
Where they, like, run into her room, and they, like, hug her and cuddle with her, and they're like, what you matter, babe? And it's a beautiful moment, and Piper's like, he proposed, and they're like, that's great! And she's like, not really!
He doesn't want Sky Daddy to keep us apart, so we have to elope!
And she just doesn't see it as enough of a reason to get married. Yeah. So, that's brutal. We move on, we have this whole, like... ending scene, fighting the judge and the guardians and all that stuff.
Phoebe using rewind her a little bit. Sick ass active power.
Yeah, Phoebe gets an active power, which is super sick. They foreshadow it in the beginning of the episode. It's not very slick. but it's really cool. She can levitate now. Obviously, she doesn't have any control over it. But that's really badass.
Yeah.
When you can kick people when you can kick people's ass normally, and now you can levitate and kick their ass even harder. And, you know, they save Cole's life. We'll talk about that in a future episode.
They save Cole's life.
Ha. Yeah. If you know, you know. But...
that man is built like a fruitcake. It would take a bulldozer to kill him.
Oh god. But so they go to court a second time to try and put Emilio the fuck away.
Yeah.
Because he attacked an ADA. And this judge is just like, huh, which is bullshit. Because he's evil.
Yeah.
And Piper freezes all of the innocents in the room. And it turns out that the entire... Yeah. Huge power growth. Like, let's take a second to talk about that. Piper has now found that she can hyper-focus in her power using just a general thought of, I'm only freezing the innocent people.
Yeah.
Super sick. Turns out that the whole courtroom is evil. Mm-hmm. Super wild. They hide in a closet before eventually doing a badass fight scene and taking down everyone. Let's take a second to appreciate Cole's sick ass ability to fake being frozen.
Yeah. Like, what an actor.
How did he even know that that was something he needed to do? Like, he stopped mid-phrase.
Homie?
Absolute madness.
Oh, well, we can't really talk about it yet.
Yeah, but... we can't talk about it because we're not a spoiler-free podcast, but also
but
we want to
big.
Respect the people that are doing their first watch through.
Yeah.
Y'all
got some
and,
learning to do.
You know, he does his little shimmery thing when they're in the closet. And he kills the judge, and they don't have to worry about it. It's interesting.
And then Phoebe clubs him on the back of the head.
Then Phoebe knocks him the fuck out.
And he's like, oh god, where am I?
And then they're like, yeah, Daryl saved the day. He's such a good dude. And Daryl's like, what?
Daryl's like, why the fuck is it always me?
Because he was frozen the whole time, so he doesn't even know what the fuck happened.
Daryl didn't see Phoebe do the splits on some guy's head. Like,
so badass. But yeah, like, that whole thing happens. And then let's take a second. We're gonna get kind of serious. My apologies in advance. I need to talk about this because this is what we do in this podcast. We overanalyze everything. Mm-hmm. If this courtroom scene is not a metaphor for all of the corruption in our justice system,
yep.
I don't know what is. Like, this whole part where she freezes the innocents and everybody else turns around and is like in a conspiracy to fucking save
this
and like
killer.
let this killer go free. It's like, this is something that we face in real life.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many judges, like what they call him in this episode, Free Willy, that are so lenient that you can't help but wonder if they're in on it. And, like, if they're gaining something by turning these dangerous people onto the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this episode takes that and turns it into a conversation really well. I don't think that you would necessarily notice it, but especially in today's climate, that's a huge thing that we're all looking at.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I noticed it and I felt like it needed to be talked about. Because if that is what they were aiming for, I think they did it really well. And honestly, quite subtly. Like, it's not like they talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just like this moment where they realize that everybody in this courtroom is working against them.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fantastic.
Even
well,
though
it
they're
sucks,
doing the
but...
right thing.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I think that they do that really, really well. And I wanted to talk about it. Finishing up this episode, kind of wrapping up, Cole and Phoebe have a little flirtation going. We're not quite sure what it is yet. Prue is just vibing. Daryl is just vibing. And the episode ends with the bare naked ladies playing at P3. It's a wonderful, beautiful scene. And Piper accepts Leo's proposal.
Yeah.
And I cry. Oh, this is a fantastic episode. I think it is really well written, really well constructed. There's a lot that happens in it, but again, I don't think it's one of those episodes that drags it out or makes any one thing feel less than the other.
No, it's very well balanced. It's a great balanced episode. There's romance, there's action, there's thought, there's world building. It's just really well done overall.
There's something for everybody in this episode. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very obvious at this point that Victoria and I look for very different things in episodes, but yeah. I think that this episode really catered to both of us.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, moving on. That's all I have to say about this episode, unless you have something else.
No, we do have some personal gain, though.
We do. And it's, like, the littlest things, too. It's those little baby abuses of their powers.
Yep.
We have 1 point for Prue using her powers to slam the door in Phoebe's face, essentially, when Phoebe tries to go and talk to Piper about being gone for a month.
Which is rude.
It's rude, and, you know, Phoebe even turns around and is like, hey, not fair, we talked about this, you can't use your active power against me until I have an active power to use against you.
Absolutely.
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that is one of our personal gain, and then the other one is something that we talked about a little bit earlier. Victoria?
Piper, deciding she's angry at her soon-to-be hubby, so she freezes him mid-conversation.
And then walks out.
Can you imagine? You're having an argument with somebody, and then all of a sudden you blink, and they're gone. And
I feel like this is a regular thing in their relationship.
Yes, and Leo's like, not again!
Fucking not again! Jesus!
Jesus Christ!
So
that does bring us up to 64.5. Wow, we're really good at whole numbers.
Yeah, well, we had that 0.5 because we couldn't agree on the door closing in the last episode, so...
That'll happen again. That'll even out.
Yeah, I'm sure that we'll even it out soon. We argue about personal gain more than you guys would think.
Yep.
We're like, does this count? No. Yes. No. Yes. Fine, half a point.
Yep.
That's exactly how it goes. Moving on into favorite lines, favorite parts. I think we have quite a few. So, Victoria, do you want to just go through all of them instead of picking one and just kind of go back and forth?
Sure. So, the first one that I have is, what did you do to your hair? Do I know you? Phoebe is so sassy.
She's so sassy. That was a great moment. I love it. Let's see. A really great one for me was, it was a combination. It was the whole scene where the girls are hiding in the closet, and there's one moment where Prue goes, why are you picking on me? And then when they're getting ready to fight, it's a series of, are you ready? No. Yeah, you're ready. No, no. One, two, don't hold my hand.
Yeah.
One, two, three. it's a really great sister bickery moment.
Yes.
Fantastic. 10 out of 10.
I would say the next one, I'm going to do one of my favorite Cole and Phoebe interactions, where Cole sneaks up on Phoebe and she damn near kicks his head off, and he grabs her by the ankle. he's like, nice calf. And Phoebe's like, thanks. Can I have it back?
Super cute flirtation moment. It's like this really innocent, it's that beginning flirtation. Love it. And Victoria had a Cole and Phoebe moment, so of course I have to have a Leo Piper moment. It's the closing line of this episode, and it's Piper talking to Leo saying, last night in that courtroom, I was actually scared. For a minute there, I thought I wasn't going to make it, that was it. And that's when I realized, I don't want to die without ever having been married to you. The answer is yes, Leo. I would love to marry you. And then they kiss, and everything's happy, and the bare naked ladies are playing in the background, and I cry because I'm forever alone. Yeah, that was my favorite line. I'm just kidding.
Tears.
Oh, God. Goals. Absolute goals. Anyways, Victoria.
Yes. Yes,
Clark. My love. How would you score this episode out of 5 deliciously yummy wet dream material?
Thank you, Clark. Thank you for reading it. I would score this episode 4.8 deliciously yummy wet dream material men out of 5.
Yes, I would have to agree. Somewhere around that 4.8, 4.9 range. I think this episode is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's such a strong start to the season, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't half-ass it. They knew we're coming back with this season. It needs to be gold. And, you know, we talked about our reasons why we loved it earlier. So there you have it. Plus, it's been 0 days since we've seen Leo.
0 days since we've seen Daryl.
And 0 days since we've seen Cole. Oh, this is just, it's all of the makings of the best episode in the world.
Yep.
So,
straight up.
Yeah. That does bring us to the end of our episode, though. So, Victoria, if the people want to interact with us on Twitter, where can they find us?
You can find us on Twitter at @charmed_podcast, where I will try to remember to post this week. Thanks a bunch. Where can they find us on Facebook, Clark?
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/charmedanddangerouspod or by searching Charmed and Dangerous Podcast in the search bar. I don't post there very much and I'm really sorry, but I'm going to try and start doing it more. Where can they find us on Instagram, where we will both again be trying to post more?
You can find us on Instagram at Charmed and Dangerous Pod. Where can they find us for questions, comments, snarky remarks? I love Cole t-shirt orders.
Yes! If you want to find us, to send us a beautiful little email, you can email us at charmedanddangerouspod@gmail.com. That being said, that is all of the places that you can reach us. And thank you, Danielle, for reaching out again. We missed you.
Danielle!
And thank you to everybody who has been catching up and tagging us and interacting with us. It means more than you can know. We had that break and somehow you guys still kept those downloads up. And that means the world to us. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much.
But that does bring us to the end of our episode for this week. I hope that you guys absolutely loved it. PSA, please stay safe out there with this new Delta strain. It's putting people on their asses. Mm-hmm. If you're healthy and able, try to get vaccinated. If you can't, even if you are vaccinated, please stay safe and healthy. Wear your mask. I know it can be an inconvenience, but this is about saving lives. We love you so much, and we want to keep bringing this to you. So let's stick together through this. Hashtag we're all in this together. I mean, wait, what? Have a wonderful rest of your week. We will hopefully see you again next week. We're gonna try and keep it up, but life happens. So we love you. Blessed be.
Blessed be. That's it. Bye.
Bye.